So audio too, Jezebel, fighting Jezebel. So really you can't do it. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. The Jezebel spirit's already defeated, even though it's playing out in the script, you know. It's always there, just like the Elijah spirit's always there. The Jezebel spirit's always there. It doesn't go away. Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner. Always happening. The sine wave, the sin wave, up and down, drama, chaos, trouble. And so to stay upright, in the drama system, you have to set your affections above. You have to walk by faith. You have to trust the promises of God, the Word of God, and not what mankind is saying. Mankind can say all kinds of stuff. Oh no, it's the end of the world. We're gonna get hit by asteroid. We're gonna blah 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 blah. Walk by faith, not by sight. If you walk by sight, you're going to lose. If you walk by he said, she said, they said, such and such said, they lose. I mean, you lose and they win. They win and you lose because you're stuck in the drama. But if you step outside the drama, which is the Draco Ma time machine, you're stuck in time. If you step outside of time and look at it from the eternal perspective, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. He that began a good work will finish it. His purpose is to prosper you, to develop you, to build you up. When you really see the decode about what this whole thing is about renewal and regeneration, and it's all about making you a better person on the inside. And if you become a better person on the inside, that's going to affect the outside, because you're not going to be involved in stuff you shouldn't be involved in. If you start to get healthy on the inside, you'll start to eat healthy. You'll start to act healthy. You'll start to think healthy. And as a man thinketh, so is he. Take all the Bible verses about thinking. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Just look up all the verses about mind and think and God's purpose for your life and all that, and you'll realize that you don't need to fight Jezebel. Even if Jezebel wins a battle, you win in the long run. But usually Jezebel defeats herself because it's a spirit. They shift from, like a sister in Christ told me, they shift from insecurity to pride all the time. So they'll shift back and forth. I think she's right, but I believe that they do it on purpose. They only shift to insecurity because they're trying to manipulate you. And then when they think they got you, then they act in pride. It's to destabilize you. If you let them, but they can't touch you. They can't mess with you. They can't touch you. They have no power. The only power is the gaslighting, the fake reality that they have power, and they have no power. They probably can't even change a light bulb. If you can't change a light bulb, you have no power. If you can't go to Walmart and get a pump and some fix-a-flat and put it in your trunk and know how to just take and put that on the tire, you have no power. If you don't know how to sacrifice, and let's say you need to eat beans and rice for 30 days, or just eggs and bread or peanut butter and jelly for 30 days, and you can't function in that, if you can't be content with just the bare minimum, then You have no power. I promise you, if you start fasting, it's like a superpower. You don't even need to eat, you know. You'll be going about your business. Let's say you need to work two jobs for a while to get out of debt or something. You go about your business, get out of debt, and on your second job, that sugar addiction tries to kick in, and you tell yourself, hey, that's a lie. I'm not even hungry. That's just sugar addiction. And you just go without eating for 4 more hours. It's not a big deal. Just drink some water. It's a superpower. Like right now, I'm going to get lunch, but I'm not really hungry. I don't even need to eat. I've got some magnesium supplements right here beside me, so I want to take one of those. But that's why I want to put food on my stomach. If I take a supplement, I want to have food on my stomach. Some zinc, magnesium, cinnamon. Anyway, Jezebel has no power. When you wake up to the fact that Jezebel has no self-control, no power, I think she's right. There is deep insecurity, but they'll pretend to be insecure if it works. You know, they learn to play what tool works. The Jezebel spirit is always prideful talk. I'll do this, I'll do this, and they never do anything. They never follow through. They never call back. They never answer, and they never are held accountable. If you try to hold them accountable or something, they run away. I was telling somebody today, I said, I told her, I said, you know, when I was married, if you tell your wife, hey, this is my perspective, and what you're doing, according to Scripture, is way out of bounds, and you claim that you're doing right, but right here it is. And I told her, I said, if you give her a different perspective, she would scream. As soon as you say, well, here's my perspective, she would scream, ah, and run out the back door. Because the conviction was too much. See, the conviction is too much. Somebody who's in authority, and if they hate the authority of their boss, they hate the authority of the government, they hate the authority of their husband, they hate the authority of their parents, that's the Jezebel spirit. They hate authority. They want to usurp authority. Where's that come from? The devil. It's the same game. Eve wanted to, the devil wanted to usurp God, so he had said, okay, I want to fool Eve. Eve wanted to usurp God and usurp her husband. And the flesh mind, she's the side of Adam. She's the flesh side of Adam. So that flesh mind wants to rule over the man. And so, unless she gets born again and she doesn't understand her proper role and position in life, that spirit's going to kick in. And as true as can be in the men who don't want to submit to authority, and the system will break you if you have the Jezebel spirit, and you will end up either, in order to rise up, either you break the Jezebel spirit and get saved, or the system says, okay, if you want the Jezebel spirit, you're going to submit to the devil, and we're going to give you an Illuminati pass, but you're still going to do what the devil tells you. Otherwise, you're going to lose your position and your power. I know one person, she said she wanted to be a woman of power. I thought, uh-oh. She done told that she's going to an Illuminati candidate, you know. She wants to be a woman of power. There's your Illuminati candidate right there, devil. She said that. Didn't even know what she's saying. Didn't even know the consequences. Didn't even know that that's an open door for Satan. They think that those kind of women, they think their vagina is going to get them somewhere, but they forget they're going to get older and there's going to be some younger people show up on the scene. They really are self-deceived. Jezebel is like, the delusion that she's trying to put out is because she's self-deluded. You saw what happened to Jezebel. They threw her out the window and the dogs licked up her blood. And so that's the end game of Jezebel. I don't even want to say end game. That's the end result of Jezebel, because her game has an end. It always has an end to it. Always. to try to fight against the prophecy, to fight against the pattern, to fight against the script, to fight against God, to fight against the universe, because the universe follows the scripture. The universe follows the scripture. The universe follows the scripture. To fight against that is your own destruction. To fight against it is your own destruction. Hello. To fight against it is your own destruction. Well, Johnny Cash saying that song, you're gonna get away with it for a while, but eventually it's gonna catch up with you. You can go on for a long time. You can go on for a long time, but eventually it's going to catch up. You can go on for a long time. You can go on for a long time, but eventually God is going to cut you down. God is patient. When you attack one of his saints, though, and the saint cries out and says, "Lord, I'm under attack." Lord, I'm not going to take revenge. I'm going to let you handle it. I'm going to step back and let you work it out, Lord. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. How fast will they be dropped? Pretty fast if they keep on messing with you. The Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Notice it doesn't say you shall hold your peace and Lord. It says the Lord will fight for you first and you shall hold your peace. Hold your peace. Hold your position. Stand upright. Don't let the drama, fake reality, gaslighting system take you off your goals, your stability, you know.